Mission groups are asking U.S. President George Bush to intervene in Sudan. A church is barred from renting a facility in which to worship, and a book bus takes the gospel to people in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The fighting in Darfur, Sudan continues, and the peace accord signed months ago is being ignored by the Khartoum government. Persecution Project Foundation leaders are asking President Bush to put pressure on the government and end the violence and killing. Persecution Project's Matt Chancey says Christians need to
contact the Bush administration, contact Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, and let them know that we need to send a forceful message to the terrorists in Khartoum that we do not support their policies of genocide and religious persecution.
If successful, Chancey says the violence will stop, having an immediate effect on evangelism.
Well, it makes it much safer to get in there and to operate, because the humanitarian missions to places like Darfur have been drastically cut because of the lack of security. And the government in Khartoum is causing the security problems.
Next, for the first time in decades, the largest student missions event in the world is changing venues. Urbana 06 is heading to St. Louis, Missouri. Because of the change in venue, Urbana, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Student Missions Convention, spent yesterday introducing itself to Christians in the community. Urbana Director Jim Tebbe.
We want to be a blessing and a help to the city. It's more than just a convention that's coming here, taking place, using the facilities and going away. We would love to see some lasting effects come out of this.
St. Louis pastor George Stulak is excited that Urbana is coming to his city.
There's just nothing else like Urbana. It's an unparalleled event for gathering together all the resources of world missions into one place where people from our churches can hear speakers, but also contact any mission board they want to contact and find out what's going on and what the opportunities are for them. So I'm very excited.
Registration begins at the end of the month. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Greater Grace Protestant Church is now able to legally meet at a hall at a geological institution. The building is in the capital of Turkmenistan. However, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says their sources report the church was able to only meet four times before they received notice that their rental contract was terminated. They were also barred from renting any state-owned facility. Pray that the pastor will have the Lord's direction in leading the congregation to continued spiritual growth. Next, Food for the Poor is helping people find the most unusual Christmas gifts. Angel Aloma says they have a catalog geared at helping benefit those who have nothing but their faith in God. It can also help teach very important lessons about giving. He explains how it works.
I'm giving my grandson the Three Little Pigs for Christmas. He's getting the certificate that goes along with this. You cut it out. You send in, for example, in Three Little Pigs, you send in $100 to Food for the Poor, and a poor family in our countries will receive three pigs.
Aloma says the catalog especially appeals to Christians. When asked his opinion of why that's so, he responded,
"Their hearts are already prepared for charity, whereas those who are in the secular world, who are, as Jesus said, of the world, they're thinking of other things. The people who are reading this already have a mindset to respect the gospel mandate."
And finally, Operation Mobilization reports good news from a recent trip with a mobile book bus in Romania. The team visited five cities throughout the country, bringing Christian books to people who would not normally come to a Christian bookshop or church. One team member urges prayer for those they came in contact with, that their lives would be touched. They're also hoping that the local churches would have more of an understanding of OM, its work and mission. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You depend on us for your mission news, and now we're hoping you'll rely on us to help your church be more missions-minded. Our monthly bulletin inserts will provide your church with compelling information to help strengthen its missions mindset both at home and abroad. To subscribe, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.